it's a totally unique day. And the interesting thing for me is that we've been doing this now for 14 years. The idea for this whole day started out as a sketch on a napkin by Farmers Union President Doug Peterson, and we have evolved it into an all-day exposition of cooking in the Carousel Park at the Minnesota State Fair. The State Fair has actually named that day Minnesota Cooks Day at the fair. So it has caught on, and we're seeing thousands of people during the day watching this exposition, this demonstration of why locally grown food is a value-added proposition for restaurants and for farmers. This past Sunday, we did our 14th annual show, and we've brought in restaurants and chefs from all over the state of Minnesota and farmers from all over the state of Minnesota, ranging from Windham to Rochester to Harmony to the Twin Cities, where we actually had a group of urban farmers, a group of young adults on the east side of St. Paul who are growing vegetables and selling them to a local restaurant in St. Paul. So we are seeing, we're seeing women involved in agriculture, we're seeing youth involved in agriculture, we're seeing minorities involved in agriculture, all of them creating an opportunity where Minnesota is really a foodie capital, if you will. Much like New York or California, we lose nothing to them. Over the last 14 years, we've worked with over 100 restaurants who are buying directly from farmers and serving that food in their restaurants, including urban areas and including rural areas. So this is a very exciting time where we started out working with a handful of forward-thinking chefs. I think our first year we didn't have enough chefs to do the programs, and a Beard Award-winning chef ended up doing two shows. And so now this time, we're just blessed to be able to have this demonstration where the chefs, the farmers, and the Farmers Union created a partnership and are promoting and supporting local food no matter how it's growing and where it's growing.
Bruce, how do you summarize what's driving the success of this program and this movement as well?
What's driving this is the consumer demand and desire for knowing where their food is coming from, and the realization, I think, on the part of some farmers that this is a viable option for them to keep their farm alive and sustainable and growing and present. So we have local farmers who want to grow local food, and we have restaurants who want to serve that local food. Why? Because the customers want to see it. Local food restaurants are doing well in a challenging economy because people trust them and they trust the source of the food. So I think we're seeing every year restaurants starting to incorporate a little bit more local food. Now, all restaurants don't get all of their food locally, but increasingly they're getting more of it locally, and that's something we just encourage people to do and to take a look at. When you go into a restaurant, you ask the restaurant, where did this beef come from in my hamburger? And they can tell you, and it's even better if they can tell you, a farmer who you know, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Bruce, give us a little insight into the Minnesota Cooks program. You've taken it to multiple platforms, multimedia platforms, with a calendar, with here at the fair, and also on television as well.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. We have been doing a Minnesota Cooks calendar that's absolutely beautiful, as you've seen. And if people want a copy of the calendar, we mail a copy to every one of our members. So all of our members will be getting a copy in the next few weeks here of the 2017 Minnesota Cooks calendar. If folks want to contact me, I'd be happy to send them a complimentary calendar. So we're doing that. And this is one that is just getting accolades from everyone that's ever seen it. It's a high-quality printed calendar with all of the recipes that we featured last Sunday at our Minnesota Cooks Day at the fair. The other thing we are doing, in addition to our show at the fair, the calendar, is we have partnered, Minnesota Farmers Union has partnered with Twin Cities PBS, the public television station, to create and put on a television show called The Farm Fresh Road Trip. Farm Fresh Road Trip can be found in the archives of Twin Cities PBS, or TPT as it was known. And so you can go look at our last two or three years of shows. We have two Emmy nominations for that show, and we have one Emmy award for that show. So we're very proud of the high quality information we've been able to put together that reaches out to let consumers know, to let farmers know, to let our communities know, urban and rural, that there is a strong food presence by Minnesota Farmers Union.
This year, Minnesota Cooks Day, did you happen to come upon one or two favorite items that really stuck out to you that you said, I can't believe I'm eating this and how well it does taste?
Well, we had 12 incredible items, but if you push me on a couple of them, the beef crostini from Estelle's Eatery in Harmony, Minnesota, was one of my top favorites. A second one would probably would have to be the grilled wild mushrooms served up by Surly's in the Twin Cities, the brewery in the Twin Cities. So we go to breweries and distilleries too. We have a large number of distilleries and breweries who are Farmers Union members. The one I think that was the most interesting, however, for me was from Cook St. Paul, a restaurant on Payne Avenue in St. Paul, does local food, and they did a sandwich called Trust Me. And the Trust Me was peanut butter and kimchi. On the face of it, I wasn't too sure of that, but on the taste of it, I became sure that you can do some really creative things when you think outside of the box and use local food. So we had vegetables grown by some young people on the east side of St. Paul, made into kimchi by the chef at Cook St. Paul, and then married to homemade peanut butter, and it was just an incredible, I ate the whole sandwich.
You talk about this program too. Do you think it correlates a little bit with the resurgence of farmers markets nowadays? It seems like every community has one, if not two, going on today.
It does have a big connection to that, and we are major supporters. Farmers Union is major supporters of our farmers market folks out there. They're doing good work, and they're demonstrating that you can grow local food. And again, it's all consumer driven. People want to know where their food's coming from. And if you can go to somebody who grew that tomato, or grew those carrots, or grew those onions, or grew that lettuce, it's about trust. And you want to be able to trust where your food's coming from. At a time of insecurity about national security, and you want to make sure you can trust your food above all else. And what we like to tell people is if you can buy it locally, the Minnesota Grown Program is a great label of products that are grown or created in Minnesota. If you can buy it locally, do so. If you can't buy it locally, buy it regionally. If you can't buy it regionally, buy it nationally. And if you have to buy internationally, make sure you start reading the label much more closely, because we don't know necessarily how that was grown or produced or created. So this whole thing, how we choose to spend our dollars matter. And we're seeing the evidence of that in the farmers market. We're seeing it in these local food restaurants. And we're seeing it in the grocery stores, all of whom are now talking about the desire to create more locally grown opportunities. One of the strongest labels in Minnesota that we firmly support is Minnesota Grown, because it helps people build a trust and build a relationship between food, their diet, and themselves, and the farmers that we represent at Farmers Union.
And Bruce, you see it here at the fair, especially here at Farmers Union building as well, right?
Oh, the Farmers Union building in here is absolutely incredible at State Fair. If you're coming to the fair, this is, I guarantee, the best coffee at the fair. And we created a new item this year. I don't know if you've had it yet. It's the Blueberry Aronia Berry Coffee Cake Ice Cream Bar. And that is made with blueberries and aronia berries grown at the Blue Fruit Farm in Winona, Minnesota, a Farmers Union member. And they bring the berries here, and we work with an ice cream manufacturer in St. Paul, the Grand Ole Creamery, to create one of the best taste treats at the fair. And we also work with the Birchwood Cafe in Minneapolis, who creates our Be Nice Honey, our Be Nice Muffin, I should say. It's a sweet corn muffin made with blueberries from Blue Fruit Farm, as well as local honey. All put together in an incredible corn muffin. And if that's not enough, we work with them to create a caramel rolls with homemade caramel and bacon. And if you don't like blueberries and bacon, I just got to wonder if you're really from Minnesota, you know?